and Mark Lanigan from Screaming Trees from back in 2008. And that was off of Nico Case's album, Hold On. And then before that, we heard something kind of interesting from Big Thief. Normally their music is kind of intense, but there's something a little bit more pared down, a little more folky. We heard Red Moon, and that was off their 2022 release, Dragon New Mountain, I Believe in You. Big shift there for that band. And before that, we heard from Jenny Havl from Oslo, Sweden. Is that right? Norway. Excuse me. I think I have that right. Oh, my God. I haven't had enough coffee. We heard American coffee. There you go. That's what I need, American coffee. That worked well. And that was from the 2022 release, Classic Objects. And then we start off the set with Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk from their Christmas, their 1999 Christmas album entitled Just Like Christmas. From Duluth, Minnesota. Unfortunately, not around anymore. Mimi passed a couple years back. But Alan has put new music out. He's got something new that's got kind of a techie kind of drum machine kind of thing going on there. Gotta check that one out from Alan Sparhawk. So first, I don't have the name of the album here, but I think it is the first release since Mimi passed away. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're about an hour into the show right now. Whoa, we're just cruising along here. You know, I don't think I actually told you everything about the Nico Case album. Sort of like having a moment here. Yeah, that was Curse of the I-5 Corridor. And that was actually from 2018. I think I said that part. And I looked at, aside from the McLanigan duet, anybody who's like, who lives in California or been to California has been on the I-5 corridor. It's a soulless highway. You just get on it and you just hope for the best. Anyway, jumping around here, but that's what you can do here on Freeform Community Radio here, like at Radio Valencia. So, alright, well, let's just jump back into it right now with something from Beverly Glenn Copeland, Ann Copeland, the song called La Vita here on your Radio Valencia. Oh, definitely in a headspace in that last set. A couple Chieftain songs there. Yeah, that was the Rebel Jesus. That was the Chieftains with Jackson Browne. And that was off their 1991 ensemble Christmas album entitled The Bells of Dublin. There's a number of artists on there like Elvis Costello and Ricky Lee Jones. And then before that, we heard another Chieftain song, if you couldn't tell. And that was O'Sullivan's March, and that was off their 1977 album, The Chieftain's Seven. It's a traditional Irish jig song there, O'Sullivan's March, and that was actually recorded for the 1995 film Rob Roy, way back when. That was starring Liam Neeson and also Jessica Lange. And then we had a song entitled The Pirate's Christmas, from Cincinnati composer Rick Sawish, performed by the Sullivan Trio. It's kind of a mashup of Christmas classics there. And that was off the 2020 brand new release EP, A Pirate's Christmas. And then we were in a whole other headspace, starting off the set with La Vita from the composer Beverly Glenn Copeland, kind of the 2004 album Primal Prayer. Started his career back in 1970. It's sort of hard to characterize what kind of music that is, but it was fun. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on Radio Valencia.fm. How you doing out there? If you'd stick around here at noon, we've got Marco coming in with the Stranded Playlist. Be sure to check that out. A full day of programming here at your Radio Valencia here. In the mission here. What do we got going on here? Yeah, let's see. You can also hear The Curated Catastrophe at 2 p.m. And then Cheap Pooch at 4. This is all on the West Coast, of course. And then we got an open time slot, so if you're interested from 6 to 8, you can fill that one by sending a email to station@radiovalencia.fm. And then at 8 p.m., the final hour, closing out the live programming for the day here on Sunday. All right, well, we are definitely going to switch it up here. We were kind of in a zone on that last one, so let's jump out of it and get you out of your cozy jammies, and let's try something different here with some Velvet Underground here on your Radio Valencia. Let's do it.
Thank you. strands of ivy and vines hung down on the side of the black house. Smell of jasmine mixed with the smell of the animals that travel down from the
Sleigh Drive. And that was from Don Powell's Occasional Flames. Don Powell was actually a drummer for the hard rock band Slade for 50 years. And then he got together with musicians Paul Cookson and Lee Glover. And they put that album out in 2023, which was entitled Never Mind the Bobbles. Never Mind the Bobbles, excuse me. And then before that, we heard from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. We heard the song The Smoke is the Ghost. And that was brand new off the release, That Delicious Vice. And then we started off, actually, before that, we heard a theme from King Heroin. That was from James Brown. That was just the music track. That was an anti-drug song that was performed by James, recorded by James back in 1972. There was a poem above that. I like the music, and I just thought that fit in well between the two songs there, if you want to know how it works. And then that came out, came out in 2009, and that was off the album The Singles, Volume 8, from 1972 to 73. And then we had another Jesus song. Oh my God, I didn't realize I had two Jesus songs there. We had Down With Jesus from the Grizz Grizz, and that was 2005, from 2005, off their album For the Season. They were an American four-piece psychedelic rock band from right here in Oakland, California. And then we started off the set with good old Velvet Underground off their album from 1969 entitled The Velvet Underground, and that was the song I'm Set Free. That was their third album, actually, back in 1969. That's the set. I am Sully. Show Sufficient Grounds here. We've got about 20 minutes or so left, a little less than that, before Marco takes over the helm here. He's got a grip of records here I'll be playing. My curated catastrophe, always a good time. Stick around for that. And also stick around for this. We're going to listen to another Nico Case song, because she's great and we like her. And you like her too.
See you.
December from the Teenage Fan Club off their 1991 release, Bandwagon-esque. And then we heard My Teenage Stride. We heard the song King of the Holidays, and that was off a compilation holiday album with a number of artists from back in 2017. And then we started off the set. We went back to Nico Case for The Teenage Feeling. And that was off the 2006 release, her fourth studio album, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. And that's the set. I am Sully. You've been listening to Sufficient Grounds here on your good old Radio Valencia here in San Francisco in the heart of the Mission. Hope you're having a good day so far, wherever you, however you're spending your Sunday. Been having fun here. I will not be here next week, but we will have a program show for you from the past archives. Always a always fun to check in with those and kind of get into what I was listening to or what I was sounding like way back when. Anyway, I've got time for one more song. I know there was some requests out there. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to them. Kind of the theme of the show unofficially was sort of a Christmas show, but really trying to play songs from the holidays that you normally don't hear or never heard of. So, but we ended the last set with December, and so we're gonna end the show right now with the Decemberists with January Hymn off their 2011 album, The King Is Dead. So stick around for Marco, come here at the top of the hour. And we'll see you next time, folks. Be safe. Enjoy the holidays. Don't do anything too crazy. And if you do, just stay at home. Stay at home. Take care, everybody. Thanks for sticking around.